You're listening to the Cozy Mark Report. It's a Wednesday afternoon. I'm Todd Gleason. Drew Lerner of World Weather Incorporated out of Kansas City joins us now to take a look at the agricultural weather forecast for the Midwest, the nation, and the globe. Hi, Drew. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Hope you're doing the same.
I am doing very well. The weather is a little gray, kind of wet here. Is it going to stay that way?
Well, no, I think we're probably going to clear off for a little while. We do have a cool air mass that's settling into the region. This storm system that's responsible for the gray around the region will go ahead and get out of the region fairly swiftly overnight tonight and tomorrow. But we do have a little clipper coming down from Alberta and Saskatchewan that will bring on some additional light snowfall and some more cloudiness coming into the region. So we'll have a brief period of some sunshine, but it's not likely to last for a very long period of time until the second surge of coolness comes across the region. Again, this will probably take place late Friday night going into Saturday. We'll probably pick up maybe a couple of inches of snow across the region. There's a potential for as much as 4 or 5 inches off to the north and east of the immediate listening area. And once that snow is out of the way, of course, we'll be dealing with some chilly weather for a brief day or two during the course of the weekend, of course. And then as we go into next week, we'll probably end up with a little bit of a warming trend taking place. In fact, that warm-up will be rather dramatic out in the plains. We're going to be keeping a close eye on the southern half of hard red wheat country, where temperatures could get into the 80s and maybe even over 90 degrees at some point next week. That's going to be a concern to the marketplace because obviously we're going to start accelerating crop growth in that region, and soil moisture is already a little on the low side, so it'll become a more interesting scenario there. But as far as the heart of the Midwest is concerned, the warm-up will just be your average warm-up across the region. We'll see a little bit of warmth coming up into the soil, but I don't think we're going to break dormancy in very many areas in the heart of the Midwest. It'll be mostly down to our south.
And turn your attention to South America, where they're still in the midst of the growing season, very early in the harvest season, depending on where you are in that part of the world, but they've been suffering from dry conditions.
Absolutely. Argentina in particular has really taken it on the chin this particular year, but a lot of the extremes seem to be going on back into history at this point. We picked up on some timely rainfall a week ago, and we're still going to see some more timely rain coming up here Friday and Saturday. These two events combined will really minimize the amount of soybean country that is being hurt by stressful conditions. Most of the really bad weather from a crop perspective has been down in La Pampa and Buenos Aires here recently, and those areas will get a little bit of rain with a Friday-Saturday event, but the rest of the country will see a whole lot more, and the majority of soybeans are produced further to the north. So I think we've probably seen the worst of the problems in Argentina, and Brazil, of course, has been healing up for quite some time now. Their biggest problem was in December, and weather conditions have been steadily improving there up to this point in time. The biggest worry in Brazil is that we might be a little wet for some of that harvest that you mentioned. The harvest is going on in northern portions of Brazil right now, and field progress may be a little slow until we get some better sunshine to occur, but it will come eventually. It's just going to be a little slow for a while.
Drew, thank you much.
Have a great day.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated out of Kansas City. Joins us here on the Closing Mark Report on a Wednesday afternoon, and you have a great day too. I'm Todd Gleason.
The Closing Market Report is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at AgriGold.com or at 800-262-7333.